Why you should celebrate your true self. The phrase, just be yourself, you were created to be yourself not someone else, is a powerful and inspiring call to embrace your individuality and authenticity. It suggests that each person has a unique purpose, personality, and set of qualities that define who they are and that trying to imitate or become someone else goes against the natural design of your existence. In today's world, where societal pressures and external expectations often push individuals to conform, this message serves as a vital reminder to honor and celebrate your distinctiveness. Each person's journey is shaped by their experiences, passions, and dreams, which collectively contribute to their identity. Embracing who you truly are not only fosters self-acceptance but also encourages others to do the same, creating a ripple effect of authenticity and confidence. When we allow ourselves to shine in our true colors, we inspire those around us to break free from the constraints of comparison and judgment, ultimately leading to a more vibrant and diverse society. At its core, just be yourself is like a friendly nudge from your inner couch potato, urging you to embrace your wonderfully weird self. It's like telling you to kick societal expectations to the curb. Who needs them anyway? Comparing yourself to others is so last season, and the quest for approval can be a real snooze fest. Instead, why not celebrate your quirks, values, and the oddball passions that make you, well, you? It's all about loving your delightful mess, flaws and all, rather than trying to be a cookie-cutter version of some glossy magazine superstar. Remember, pretending to be someone you're not is just a fast track to the land of grumpiness, while living authentically is like jumping into a pool of marshmallows, just pure joy and fluff. The second part, you were created to be yourself not someone else, adds a layer of intentionality. It implies that your uniqueness isn't random or accidental, it's deliberate. Whether you view this through a spiritual lens, a creator designing you with purpose, or a secular one, your individuality emerging from a mix of genetics, experiences, and choices, the message is that your existence as you has inherent value. Trying to copy another person's life, traits, or path dismisses that value and assumes someone else's blueprint is better than your own. In practice, this could mean resisting the urge to conform just to fit in. For example, if you're naturally introverted, you don't need to force yourself to act extroverted to match a loud, outgoing friend. Or if your dreams differ from what's trendy or expected, like pursuing art in a family of engineers, that's not a flaw to fix, but a strength to own. The phrase reminds you that authenticity isn't just allowed, it's the whole point. That said, being yourself doesn't mean staying stagnant. It's not an excuse to avoid growth or self-improvement. Instead, it's about evolving in a way that aligns with your true nature, not someone else's. It's the difference between refining your own voice as a writer versus mimicking Hemingway because he's revered. Ultimately, this idea champions the beauty of diversity in humanity. If everyone was meant to be the same, the world would lose its richness, becoming a monochromatic existence devoid of the vibrant hues that individual identities bring. Your specific blend of traits, thoughts, and actions, imperfect as they may be, contributes something no one else can, creating a unique tapestry of experiences that enhances our collective journey. Embracing your true self not only fosters personal growth but also inspires others to do the same, generating an atmosphere of acceptance and understanding. So, just be yourself is both a personal liberation and a quiet rebellion against the pressure to be anything less. It is a powerful call to celebrate our differences and recognize that in our authentic expressions lies the potential for real connection and profound impact. Discover more from TomT 2.0.